This is the Wizard of iPhone speaking, series 402264 identification. FBN weather needs the Ted Baxter School of Broadcasting. If your guest doesn't answer your question, don't ask it three times and emphasize your mistake. This podcast series is sponsored by your friends at Import Auto Maintenance, and we'll hear from them next.
Import Auto Maintenance wants to see you. Actually, they want to see your car. There's still time for them to give your car the once-over lightly. The problem with computers is they tell us after the failure occurs. They can't do preventive maintenance. An Import Auto will check your fluids, belts, and battery. Visit Import Auto Maintenance website for a first visit coupon and check out their new address, 309 Craighead Street. For Old Nashville, that's in Melrose. And 37204 for your navigator. You did download Waze, didn't you? Craighead Street connects Franklin Road with Nolensville Pike. If you're coming to Nashville on 65, exit at Wedgwood, turn right, right at the next traffic light, Bransford, and make a right when you see the fairgrounds. That's Craighead. Pre-schedule a visit by calling 615-327-9600. That's 615-327-9600.
Severe weather driving wine prices up. Headline, FBN weather 02252024. Of course, your premise is flawed. Weather always affects wine. It's an agricultural product. Yes, it's true, we all equate wildfires with California. However, they tend to be a bigger threat in Southern California. California wines are mainly grown in the Central Valley. It's a bit further north. It's a natural mistake. Western states are much larger than those in the east. The wine expert adroitly avoided the question and went off on a ramble of his own, talking about a hard freeze in British Columbia. I believe he was trying to make the point that wine prices are mainly driven by supply and demand. It's that elusive quality of vintage or premium taste that viticulture is all about. Viticulture is so complex, it may take a lifetime to become an expert. For the average consumer, buying wine by price is a crapshoot, and you're better off shopping by finding a preferred vintner. Kendall Jackson Chardonnay was a particular favorite of my late spouse, and I managed to snag the last six bottles of 2019 production from a mass market retailer. It was very tasty and fine. And I've tasted subsequent production 2020, and it's not as fine. I just don't know what occasion I will offer up my last bottle. For the casual wine buyer, there are only two basic rules to follow. First, plan your purchase so you may side store any purchase for at least 24 to 48 hours. This will re-wet the cork and ease opening. Decant red wine vigorously to bloom the flavor note. Let the wine breathe. If you purchase a standing bottle of champagne, deliver it to the lowest shelf in your chill chest for a week or 10 days. Remember this advice from The Big Sleep, and here I quote, "Champagne as cold as Valley Forge," end of quote. Using the right glass, especially for champagne, is a must. It's flutes or coupes, and it's all about bubbles. Flutes are those tall, narrow, tulip-shaped devices. Bubbles cling to the side and rise slowly to the surface. Since there's less surface, there's more smaller bubbles. If you find champagne bubbles tickle your nose, you're using a coupe, which is okay, but it's too many bubbles there, Mozart. It will go flat faster. This is the reason wide stems are preferred for red wine. Most of what we call flavor is really aroma. If you find sediment in your glass, your choice is past its prime.
Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, leave your message and contact information. That's 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic.
This is Lily Hudson from LilyHudson.com with your healthy eating tip of the week. When you sit down to your meal, do what restaurant food critics do. That's right, eat like a food critic. Eat with all of your senses. First thing, notice. Look at all the beautiful colors, the way it's presented on the plate. Next, take a deep, long inhale through your nose and notice all those wonderful aromas. Finally, take a small bit on your fork or your spoon and put it in your mouth. First, notice where you taste it on your tongue. The front of your tongue, the back. What do you taste? Sweet, salt, that savory flavor? And notice the texture. Is it crunchy? Is it cold? Is it smooth? Use all of your senses to enjoy your food. You'll find that you're eating less, enjoying more. That's right. Eat like a food critic. You can do this.
This has been The Wizard of iPhone Speaks, Series 4, 02264 Identification.